The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, welcome to Game 2 of our Fox Sports Radio High School Baseball doubleheader. I'm Chris Conley, and our second game is D.C. Everest against Spash, probably the best pitching team in the Wisconsin Valley Conference against a team that's gotten off to a great start at the plate until 9 days' worth of rain delays came along. We'll start our conversation with Coach Dave Langman. Coach, you were hitting so well those first three games, you'd want to play every day, and then suddenly the weather has other plans for you.
Yeah, you'd absolutely like to stay out there, but it is Wisconsin, and that's what we deal with, so we're just going to play when we get the opportunities.
I mean, this game could almost be the cliche of good pitching against good hitting, but hitting is hard to replicate when you're suddenly indoors. You don't get as much batting practice. What would you tell your team is the approach to try and pick up where they left off, which may not be so easy today?
Yeah, you got to be in the right mental frame of mind. You know, you got to go up there knowing that you're going to hit the ball, put it in play, and good things are going to happen to you. And, you know, you just rely on your skills, rely on, you know, what you've been working on, and you hope you put the ball in the right spot.
Everyone talks about what a good pitching team, how pitching rich Stevens Point is. That puts a lot of pressure on your pitchers, too, because they know today they're going to be operating with very little margin for error.
Yeah, you know, these guys have had some pretty good success against the Plovers and the Stevens Points and the Legion World during the summer. So, you know, I'm looking for a good battle. You know, we've got to definitely be smart on the bases if we have base runners. And, you know, last night their pitcher out threw a no-hitter against Rhinelander. So, you know, we're going to have to play a really good game. We're just going to have to play better than them.
And you have a lot of veterans on your team who remember how close you came here last year. You had the one-run lead, and the seventh wound up giving it up on that fielder's choice. A little bit of frustration here because you played them so tough the last time.
Yeah, you know, you got to have a short memory. So, you know, we're going to – I didn't even remember that. So we're gonna go, and this is a new year for us, and these are a new set of seniors, and these guys have something that they want to prove.
Starting lineups and first pitch, we'll get our game underway from Buchholz Field in Stevens Point when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And welcome back to Buchholz Field. We're just a few moments away from first pitch. I'm Chris Conley, and glad you're with us for Game 2 of our baseball doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Let's meet the Evergreen starting lineup batting order. Catching and leading off will be Mason Hagenbusher. Wyatt Brown, senior center fielder, will bat second. The hot-hitting Mike Plaza, who comes in 7 for 12 at the plate in the season, bats third and plays left field. Cody Cocker will bat cleanup and play third base. In right field batting fifth is Sean Lutke. Brady Burrell will be the Evergreen starting pitcher. He will bat for himself, batting in the number six spot. Batting seventh is second baseman Nathan Sleaford. Josh Merchant plays first base for the Evergreens and bats eighth. Alex Kell will play at shortstop and bat ninth. That's the Evergreens batting order. Hagenbusher, Brown, Plaza, Cocker, Lutke, Burrell, Sleaford, Merchant, and Alex Kell. The Spash Panthers send Austin Schulfer, this pitch-rich team, send Schulfer out to the mound to face the hot-hitting Evergreens. The battery is Schulfer on the mound and Mitch Malik catching. The Spash defense from left to right in the outfield, Andrew Ruzek is in left field, John Barnes in center, and T.J. Schrank is in right. In the infield, Jake Slowinski is at third, Andrew Kleismith at shortstop, Michael Frolik plays second base, and Cal Giese is at first. Just about ready for baseball on what's become a very pleasant day in Stevens Point. You know, earlier today, back up in the Walsall area, it was cold and windy. Winds have died down. Sun has come out. It's 49 degrees for first pitch. And as long as that sun stays out and the wind stays down, it's really become a very pleasant afternoon for baseball. Glad you're with us on Fox Sports Radio. Our game brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine and sports medicine care. With clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill, visit us online at bonejoint.net. Schulfer toes the rubber, ready for the first pitch, and we're underway. It's down low for ball one. Spash beat the Evergreens twice last season, 5-1 in the Evergreens season opener, a game played at Sun Prairie. Fastball there is just outside, and Mason Hagenbusher has worked ahead 2-0 in the count. And then here, Spash beat the Evergreens 5-4, a walk-off infield hit. Here's a ground ball hit to first base. Cal Giese handles it cleanly, goes over to the bag himself, and Mason Hagenbusher is retired for the first out here in the first inning. Wyatt Brown steps in now. You wonder if the 9 days off since the Evergreens have last played have done Wyatt Brown some good. First couple of games had trouble handling the off-speed stuff. Then hit 2 for 3 in the Evergreens' win against Oconomowoc. Wyatt Brown comes in for the season, a total of 2 for 8 at the plate. First pitch finds the outside corner. That's a strike from Austin Schulfer to Wyatt Brown. Brown, lots of speed if you can get aboard. Schulfer comes set, his 0-1 pitch. Brown looks to bunt, pushes it up the first baseline, but foul. That'll be strike two. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Spash has a recency advantage. They played yesterday, 13-0 win, really a non-competitive game against Rhinelander. Spash pitching combined for a no-hitter in that game. Off-speed pitch, Wyatt Brown caught looking. He's down on strikes. Austin Schulfer's first strikeout of the game. Big hanging hook that started up in Wyatt Brown's eyes and dropped down into the strike zone. A nice pitch from Austin Schulfer. To complete the thought, Spash has played 3 games since the Evergreens last saw live action. They're able to get 2 games in over at Green Bay. They split against Green Bay Preble and then had yesterday's win. First ball hitting, here's Michael Plaza. It's popped up long run foul territory down the first base line, and it's over the chain link fence and out of play. A long strike from Michael Plaza. Of all the hot Evergreen bats that we've seen in the early season, there is none hotter than Michael Plaza. Comes into the game hitting .583. That's 7-for-12 at the plate. 2 of his games, he was 3-for-4. Did he hold up there? Nope, could not check his swing, and he falls behind in the count 0-2. And then the question is does 9 days off cool off the Evergreen's bats? Again, when you lose those practices outdoors and play in the gym, what you lose is the opportunity to take batting practice. And pitch on the outside corner, Michael Plaza goes down looking. He saw only 3 pitches, and he's down on strikes. A 3-up, 3-down inning for Spash pitcher Austin Schulfer. At the end of a half inning of play, D.C. Everest nothing, Stevens Point coming to bat. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The bottom of the first inning awaits at Buchholz Park in Stevens Point. I'm Chris Conley, and we will set the Stevens Point batting order. Leading off and playing center field is John Barnes. Jake Slowinski bats second at third base. The first baseman, Cal Giese, bats in the number 3 spot. And batting cleanup for Spash is left fielder Andrew Ruzek. Catcher Mitch Malik will bat 5th. The designated hitter Aaron Nickel will bat in the 6th spot. Nickel is batting for right fielder T.J. Schrenk. The shortstop Andrew Kleismith will bat 7th. Pitcher Austin Schulfer hits for himself in the 8th hole. And the third baseman Michael Frolick will bat 9th. For the Panthers, Barnes, Slowinski, Giese, Ruzek, Malik, Nickel, Kleismith, Schulfer, and Frolick. Evergreen's defense, Brady Burrell is the starting pitcher, 2-0 on the season. His battery mate is catcher Mason Hagenbusher. For the Evergreens defensively in the outfield, left to right, Michael Plaza's in left field, Wyatt Brown in center field, and Sean Lutke gets the start in right field. In the infield, that's Cody Cocker at third base, Alex Kell starting at shortstop. Nate Sleifert plays 2nd, and Josh Merchant is at 1st. John Barnes, left-handed batting center fielder, ready to take his turn against Brady Burrell. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports, brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of D.C. Everest Sports. Home plate umpire was up the first base line, not sure why, for some housekeeping in front of the Evergreens dugout. He is set behind the plate, and here's Brady Burrell's first pitch. Overhand fastball is on the outside corner to Barnes, strike 1. So far in the game, again, small pitch sample very early. Our umpire's been generous on the corners. Those are pitchers' pitches. 0-1 pitch, and here's a fly ball to left field, going to cook out of play for strike 2 to John Barnes. What little wind there is not going to be a factor in today's game. It is blowing from left to right, but the winds have really died down from earlier in the afternoon to this late afternoon, early evening in Stevens Point. Here's Burrell's 0-2 pitch, and that's a line drive base hit into left field. Little out of the range of shortstop Alex Kell and right in front of Michael Plaza in left, and John Barnes leads things off with a single for Spash. You know what, we talk so much about the Spash pitching, and Spash really has the best pitching staff in the Valley. That was almost established preseason, and they've lived up to that billing so far in the season. But this Spash team can hit, too. So when you know that runs are going to be tough to come by, really you have to be stingy when you're out on the field. And that's the challenge for Brady Burrell here. Throw over to first, and diving back is John Barnes. Josh Merchant tried to slap the tag down, but Barnes was back easily. We are just underway in the bottom of the first, no score. Spash looking to bunt the runner over. Slowinski offered and takes strike one. Offered at what was going to be a ball. And you know what? Playing a little far back there was third baseman Cody Cocker, and now Cocker is going to play in. Cocker is a step in on the grass at third base, which means if Slowinski tries to swing away, he'd have an advantage. He's squaring to bunt again as Josh Merchant comes set. Takes that outside? Nope, that's on the outside corner. That's what I was talking about. Generous on the corners so far. And Slowinski is down in the count 0-2. Barnes is the runner at first, and for the moment at least, taking a small lead. He's going to try and build that as Brady Burrell, the Evergreens pitcher, comes set. See if Slowinski is swinging away here at 0-2. Burrell with the high set, quick delivery, tried something off speed and left it up high. One ball and two strikes. Earlier today on Fox Sports Wausau, D.C. Everest, two Valley opponents were in action, Wausau East and Wausau West. If you keep a schedule at home and like to come out to those Wausau games, please note they've flip-flopped venues there. They played earlier today at Wausau West. The East Field, not quite ready for live play yet. Here's the 1-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, call strike three. And Jake Slowinski is down on strikes, failed to advance the runner. John Barnes is still at first. Here comes Cal Giese. We got to see Giese pitch in both games last year against the Evergreens. Giese came on in relief in the season opener, that very cold night game down at Sun Prairie. And then he worked a few innings and gave up a few runs when the team split last year. Giese's playing first base today. Giese is a fine pitcher if we get to see him from the mound. Barnes, the runner at first base, was leaning a little bit, and Brady Burrell throws over. Barnes dives back safely. One out and one on as we play the bottom of the first at Buchholz Field in Stevens Point. A beautiful ballpark and what's become a beautiful day. The Wisconsin River forms the background in right field, just beyond the right field fence. Burrell's pitch there is outside. One ball and no strikes to Cal Giese. Left fielder and cleanup batter Andrew Ruzek awaits on deck. Burrell comes set. He's got his sign. Throws over to first. They got him picked off. The runner is caught in a rundown. Josh Merchant runs over to shortstop Alex Kell. Pitcher is covering, diving back, and they've tagged the runner out. It'll be a caught stealing. Pitcher Brady Burrell covering over at first base. So score that 1-3-6-1 to retire John Barnes. And the runner at first is erased, and now there are two outs and none on for Giese, who, when he steps back into the batter's box, will be awaiting a 1-0 pitch. Caught the runner leaning there. Either the hit and run was on or Barnes was going to try and steal that base, but he was leaning towards second when that pickoff throw came over to first, and it cost Spash a base runner. Burrell's 1-0 pitch to Giese almost hit him inside. Two balls and no strikes. Today's Evergreen Spash baseball game is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. Fastball here is popped up down the third baseline. It's going to find the bleachers. It's foul. Two balls and a strike. Spash will come visiting to Simon Field at D.C. Everest in May. The Evergreens' next game will be on the road on Friday night, and we have a chance of showers in the forecast there. We'll be up in Merrill to take on the Blue Jays. Pitch from Brady Burrell is high and outside, 3-1. So far, Brady Burrell has not been able to throw that off-speed pitch for a strike. The strikes have come from fastballs, and we've seen in Burrell's other starts that that's been a little bit of a challenge, getting that second pitch over. Here comes the 3-1 offering, Burrell to Giese. That's a fastball, and it's fouled back. Count goes full. Yeah. The Evergreens have not seen live action for 9 days. You have to go back to a week from last Saturday when they got 2 games in at their triangular down at Oconomowoc. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Cal Giese is down on strikes. So both pitchers have notched 2 strikeouts in the first inning. And both have faced the minimum through 1. First innings in the books, DC Everest nothing, Spash nothing, back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Back in Stevens Point, where the Evergreens are on the bat for the top of the second inning to face Austin Schulfer. And they send the 3, 4, and 5 spots in their batting order to the plate. Cody Cocker, Sean Lutke, and Brady Burrell. Cody Cocker has been one of those Evergreens who's been off to a good start so far this season. 3 hits so far in the year against 12 at-bats, although I think Austin Schulfer will be the toughest pitcher that Cocker has seen so far this season. Left-handed batter against right-handed pitcher, and here's the first offering, swing and a miss at what would have been ball one. That was a high outside but a hard fastball, and Cocker chased it up high. See if he comes set here. 0-1 pitch, fouled back into the screen for strike two. Schulfer's a fast-working pitcher, too. He toes that rubber, and he's ready to go. Schulfer has good velocity, and unlike Brady Burrell, we've seen him be able to throw that second pitch for a strike. See if he's got Lutke set up here. That's Cocker swinging and missing. He's down on 3 pitches. And that's 3 strikeouts in a row for Austin Schulfer. Here comes Sean Lutke. Lutke was one of the players who missed some playing time in the earlier triangular at Oconomowoc. He played in only 1 of the 2 games. He's 3 of 8 for the season. Start him off with ball one. Evergreen still looking for their first base runner. The first 4 Everest batters have all been retired by Schulfer, 3 of them by strikeout. And this is a Spash team that did not allow a hit when they played against Rhinelander in a 13-0 win yesterday. Pitch is fouled back into the screen, and Lutke finds himself behind in the count 0-2. Brady Burrell, the Evergreens pitcher, awaits on deck. Schulfer's pitch, missed that one just outside. No, call strike. Ball and 2 strikes. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And that one was outside. Okay. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Sean Lutke. That was an off-speed pitch, but left up high, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Today's Evergreens baseball game is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Schulfer's 2-2 offering. It's inside. Count goes full. So we will see now if Lutke can nurse out a walk or get one to hit here. If he reaches, he'd be the Evergreens' first base runner of the ball game. 3-2 pitch. Fisted him, popped up into shallow left field. Wind's got that a little bit. Left fielder Andrew Ruzick is back and makes the catch. At first glance, it looked like that might have just been something the shortstop would handle. Wind carried that a little bit. And now with 2 outs and none on, Brady Burrell will take his turn. Brady Burrell came on and got a relief win where he worked 4 innings and picked up the victory in the Evergreens' 10-8 win over Oconomowoc last time the Evergreens played. Off-speed pitch for Schulfer. Burrell was well out in front of it. That's strike one. Schulfer certainly looks as good as advertised. 3 strikeouts, retired the first 5 Evergreens he's seen. And here's the pitch, gives Burrell another off-speed pitch, but that one misses inside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. We have a fabulous view from the press box here at Bulkold Field, right behind home plate and just a little bit elevated. They saved the best seat in the house just for us. 1-1 pitch, and that's fouled back into the screen. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And you get the feeling that Schulfer has Brady Burrell almost set up here. Showed him the fastball, showed him the off-speed pitch, and now at 1 ball, 2 strikes, this really becomes a guessing game if you're in the batter's box. Here comes Schulfer's 1-2 delivery. Fastball, outside corner, strike 3. Brady Burrell is down. The Evergreens have seen their first 6 batters retired at the hands of Austin Schulfer at the end of 1.5. DC Everest nothing, Spash nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. back at Buchholz Field in Stevens Point on what's become a picture-perfect Tuesday afternoon. This is about as good as it gets for the third week in April. We're in the 40s earlier, 49 degrees at first pitch, and we're off to the bottom of the second inning, where Andrew Ruzek, the cleanup hitter, will lead off for Spash. Ruz, as they call him, is a big kid. You can tell he's 6'2", 6'3", big, broad-shouldered, right-handed batter. Ruzek starts in left field, and Brady Burrell toes the rubber and is ready for his first offering here in the bottom of the second. Wheels back and misses with a fastball. That's ball one outside. If you'd like to see our fabulous view, we've posted one of our pictures through the Instagram account at everythingevergreens.com. Second pitch is popped up on the infield. Second baseman Nathan Sleifert calling, catching, and Ruzek is out. Our website, everythingevergreens.com, is where fans can post their game pictures as well using the hashtag DCEverest. It's also where all of our podcasts lie. So if you miss any of our live broadcasts on Fox Sports Radio, you can rehear all the play-by-play at everythingevergreens.com. Here comes Mitch Malik, the catcher, left-handed batter against Brady Burrell with one out and none on in a scoreless game. And Burrell starts him off with a call strike. It's a nice pitch. You know, a lot of times the approach at the high school level is make the pitcher throw strike one. But sometimes, you know, that first pitch is fat. Thought that pitch was too, and Malik had the bat on his shoulder for it. Here comes Burrell's 0-1 pitch, and that swung on and fouled off, just barely got a piece of it, and he's down in the count 0-2. Designated hitter Aaron Nickel awaits on deck. There's only been one base runner in the ballgame so far. John Barnes led off with a single and then was erased. Picked off at first base after being briefly in a rundown. 0-2 pitch from Burrell, it's fouled back right towards us. We stay at 0-2. You know, we also tweet out our game updates. You know, early in the season, of course, rainouts or delays or games that are supposed to be played at one field sometimes get moved to another. You follow us, DCE Chris. That's DC Everest Chris. Off-speed pitch there, just missed inside. Burrell thought he had a strikeout there on three pitches. Instead, it's one ball, two strikes. You follow our Twitter account at DCE Chris, DC Everest Chris. You'll get things like time changes and rainouts and, hey, we're not at this field, we're at that field. That's also part of our Everything Evergreen site. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's good pitch, wasted away. Fouled off down the third base line. Still a ball and two strikes to Mitch Malik. Brady Burrell seems to be one of the more accurate throwers. You would hope as the season goes on that Burrell will learn more of the art of pitching. He's got that fastball, and he can throw it for strikes, pretty good velocity. Left it outside there. It's two balls and two strikes. You know, the next step forward for Brady Burrell, as we mentioned, being able to throw that second pitch for a strike, being able to be a little more crafty about when he uses the fastball and when he tries to get batters to chase. We're waiting on a 2-2 pitch from Burrell to Mitch Malik. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch, fouled off. And that looked like that was an off-speed pitch that Burrell was indeed going to throw for a strike. That would be a big key towards his success today. And I admire the effort that Brady Burrell put in the game against Oconomowoc. He pitched the final five innings, got the win, and was able to really settle down a game where a lot of runs are being scored. Off-speed pitch there, got him! Swing and a miss. There's some nice pitching from Brady Burrell. Malik's timing was off with the off-speed pitch and swung right through it. So Brady Burrell now has three strikeouts against no walks. And here comes Aaron Nickel, the designated hitter. Nickel bats for T.J. Schrenk, the right fielder. The Spash pitcher, Austin Schulfer, bats for himself. Pitch over for strike one to Aaron Nickel. And Brady Burrell looked like he had some nice velocity there. You're missing a really nice afternoon if you're an Evergreens fan and you're not here at Buchholz Park. Hopefully you are listening to today's game on tape delay as you're driving back home after a very nice day. Pitch there is on the outside corner, 0-2. Spash bench chirping about that because that was a low strike right at the knees. One of those borderline pitches, and the borderline pitches have gone to the pitchers both ways so far. 0-2 pitch coming, and now the batter Nickel steps out for a moment. And now Brady Burrell steps off the rubber. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. 0-2 2-2 pitch coming, off-speed pitch he did not chase. Burrell left it up high. Not sure if you had, say, a pitching coach that was going to spend some time working with Brady Burrell. If the mechanics are not quite right when he leaves that pitch up high, that's most likely where he misses. He misses with that off-speed pitch by leaving it up high. And if you're going to leave it up high, it better be out of the strike zone. Here's an off-speed pitch hanging, and it's dunked into left field for a base hit. That off-speed pitch did not fool Aaron Nickel, and he was able to shorten up his swing and put it right into left field in front of left fielder Michael Plaza. It's a two-out hit for Stevens Point, and Andrew Kleismith, the shortstop, seventh in the batting order, comes up to take his turn with two outs and a runner aboard. Wonder if Brady Burrell feels like one got away there. Yeah, I mean, if I was a pitching coach, I would want to look very closely at Burrell's mechanics and see if when he misses. Here's a line drive, first ball hitting. Shortstop's going to field it, Alex Kell behind the bag. Flips over to second to Sleaford covering. And on a fielder's choice, the inning comes to an end. But we'll follow up on that point when we come back for the top of the third. We've played two innings and there's no score between Stevens Point and D.C. Everest. You're listening to Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Top of the third inning is on from Stevens Point as the Evergreens send 7, 8, and 9 in their batting order to the plate. Nathan Sleaford, the second baseman, who figured on the assist in the final out of the bottom of this inning, will now lead off the top of the third. Austin Schulfer has faced the minimum, 6 up and 6 down. And in the shortened five-inning game from last night, that's 7 innings in a row that Spash pitching has not allowed a single hit. Pitch is over on the outside corner, strike one. And you know what? Now, we've mentioned before, the plate is wide today. The strike zone is wide today. And it's been that way for both pitchers. The strike zone has been fair in either direction. Sleaford swings and misses. He's quickly down 0-2. But if the strike zone is going to be wide, if everything on the black is going to be a strike, boy, does that work in the advantage of the Smash pitchers. They've got good velocity. They're great pitchers to begin with. And they get that little extra that the umpire is, again, giving both ways. 0-2 pitch, took something extra on it. Laser strike three. Sleaford didn't know what to do with that pitch. Schulfer was able to reach back for something extra on the fastball and found the inside corner. Schulfer has 5 strikeouts, 5 of the first 7 batters that he's faced. Here comes Josh Merchant ready to take his turn. Off-speed pitch there, misses outside. Merchant earlier in the season had been batting higher in the batting order. Merchant is 2 of 6 for the year. Right-handed batter. Gets back in the box, waiting for pitch from Schulfer. This one's up high, 2 balls and no strikes. This is the first time that we've seen Schulfer work from behind in the ballgame. Schulfer's thrown a lot of strikes. 2-0 pitch to Merchant. An inside-out swing, hung up in the wind, though, in right field. Thought that was going to go a little bit further than it did when it came right off the bat. T.J. Schrank, the right fielder, is under and makes the catch. That's the second out. I thought for a moment that Merchant might have had some warning track power at least there. Instead, Merchant is the second out, and here comes Alex Kell. 2 Kells on the team. There is Ryan Kell and Alex Kell, both seniors. First pitch from Schulfer is strike one. Kell has not seen as much action as some of the other Evergreens, but he is 3-for-8 from the plate so far. He started in 2 of the 3 games. And that pitch is over on the outside corner. Outside black. It's been a strike all game. When you see it out there, got to swing for it. Kell is down 0-2. Off-speed pitch. Did he hold up his swing? Let's see. Ball was in the dirt. Tagged out. They're going to appeal to first base. No, did not go. Alex Kell was able to hold up. The off-speed pitch was down in the dirt. Kell checked his swing. He was tagged by catcher Mitch Malik just in case it was a strike on the appeal. It is not. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Schulfer comes set again. Here's his pitch. Did he hold off on that one? It's up high. So again, he checked his swing. And Alex Kell works the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kell is the 9th batter that Schulfer has faced, and he's retired all of them. Make it 9 in a row. Outside corner, strike 3. Alex Kell goes down looking. Six strikeouts for Austin Schulfer as he's recorded another three-up, three-down inning. Two and a half complete. D.C. Evers nothing, Spash nothing. Back in a moment. This is Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Michael Frolik will lead off the bottom of the third for Stevens Point against Brady Burrell. Burrell so far has matched zeros with his pitching counterpart Austin Schulfer. The frustration that Burrell will have to guard against is, you know, what if his team just simply can't bang out the hits? What if you know your team's going to struggle to put up even that first run? And so far that could be very well the case in this game. It means that Brady Burrell is going to find himself in a pitching dogfight with little or no margin for error. Brady Burrell ready to take his turn on the mound against Michael Frolik. And Frolik's first pitch, I'm sorry, that's Austin Schulfer, the pitcher. It's 8-9-1 leading off here. Austin Schulfer, it's the pitching counterparts now in the battery. And first pitch is a ball to Schulfer. Here comes Brady Burrell's second pitch. Left that off-speed pitch up high again. He's behind two balls and no strikes. Burrell's got to be careful not to hurt himself with free passes. So far, the Evergreens' defense this season much improved from a year ago. That was an area of concern in 2013. Looks like it's better in 2014. Burrell works from behind here. 2-0 pitch. Call strike. Got the fastball over. It's 2-1. So maybe again Schulfer was going to wait till strike one comes, and there it did. So he should have the green light to swing away here. Burrell's 2-1 offering, fastball again, left that one down low. And Burrell is in danger of issuing his first walk. He's behind 3-1 in the count. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by EverythingEvergreens.com. If you're at the game, post your photos to EverythingEvergreens.com. Use hashtag DCEverest. And if not, hear the play-by-play podcasts, game photos, and our blog at EverythingEvergreens.com. Pitch there is on the outside corner for a strike. Burrell bounces back 3-2. Got our brand new Everything Evergreens banner, Fox Sports banner, hanging right outside the press box here at Buchholz Field. 3-2 pitch. Burrell to Schulfer, and a line drive up high, caught by Nathan Sleaford, the second baseman. Sleaford climbs the ladder and snags a line drive that was going to go into right field for a hit. And Schulfer hits a line drive hard out for the first out in the bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless. Spash owns the hit column, 2-0. And Schulfer, the Spash pitcher, has faced the minimum through the first three innings. We're playing the bottom of the third, and here comes Michael Frolik. It's now his turn. First ball hitting. Ground ball to short. Alex Kell, slow roller, long throw. Got him by a step. Alex Kell played back on that, which means he needed a strong and quick throw across the diamond. He got it there in time. Two up and two down. Here comes John Barnes at the top of the Spash batting order. Barnes has one of the two hits in the ballgame, and was erased on a pickoff throw to first base when he got caught on a rundown, leaning towards second. And he also had the best hit ball of the game. His base hit was a line drive, whereas the other hit from Aaron Nickel kind of dunked into left field. Start Barnes off with a ball outside. Evergreens Baseball brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Burrell comes set. He's got his sign from catcher Mason Hagenbusher. 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner. Yep, that pitch has been a strike all day. Hit the corners today for either of these pitchers, and you're going to be rewarded. One ball, one strike. Not a knock on our home plate umpire. The calls have been consistent. That's what you want. Off-speed pitch tapped up the first base line. First baseman has it, fields it, but no one's covering first base. It's an Evergreens defensive mistake. Josh Merchant came off the bag to field that slow roller, and his pitcher, Brady Burrell, didn't get over to the bag in time. Second baseman Nathan Sleaford, who could have covered, didn't get over there in time. It's got to be scored an infield hit. And John Barnes finds himself on first base with two outs. And although it's an infield hit, it's a defensive miscue from the Evergreens. Either the pitcher, Brady Burrell, has to go and get that ball himself, or he's got to hot-tail it over to first base, and he didn't. Was one of those in-betweeners up the first base line. And it cost the Evergreens an out. Pickoff throw over to first base. Barnes dives back. He was caught before. So Spash has had three base runners, and the Evergreens have had none. But no runner has gotten beyond first base so far in the game. Pitch now, swing and a miss to Jake Slowinski. Slowinski was a strikeout victim first time up, and he's down 0-1 here. Wind has picked up in the last minute or so. Still a very pleasant afternoon. Lots of sunshine here at Stevens Point. Love the view here at Buchholz Park. The Wisconsin River right beyond the right field and center field fence. Pine trees down the left field line. Runners going. Pitches down low for a ball. Throw down to second. Do they have him? Yes, they do. Mason Hagenbusher, the catcher, throws a strike to second to catch John Barnes stealing, and the inning is over. Maybe a momentum shift for the Evergreens. Three complete. No score between DC Everest and Smash. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Stevens Point, where we've reached the top of the fourth inning and the Evergreens are still looking for their first hit. Austin Schulfer has seen nine batters, has sent them all down. So everyone in the Evergreens batting order has seen Austin Schulfer at least once through. Mason Hagenbusher to lead off. Hagenbusher with a strike down to second base. Throw out the runner trying to steal and end the third inning. So now the top of the fourth is on. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Tolusti and Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help. First ball hitting, and there's a line drive into right center field. Center fielder makes the catch. No? Yes. Wow, John Barnes on the run over his shoulder moving to right center field. That's a nice catch out there. Mason Hagenbusher, who just hit the best ball of the game for the Evergreens, can't believe that he was retired there. He kept running around first base, thought he was going to second. Here comes Wyatt Brown against Austin Schulfer. Brown is first ball hitting, and that's popped up into right field. A couple of steps in for TJ Schrank, and he makes the catch. Austin Schulfer has thrown only three pitches, and he's got two outs here. And here comes Mike Plaza. Plaza caught looking, one of six strikeout victims so far for Austin Schulfer. Tolusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law is representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call Tolusti and Kennedy SC Attorneys at Law for a free consultation. Michael Plaza is taking his time getting into the batter's box. Wants to buy his starting pitcher, Brady Burrell, a little extra time should he be retired. First pitch to Plaza is down low. Yeah, Austin Schulfer has been very efficient, too. His pitch count is low in this ballgame. We don't get to keep official stats on pitch count, but Austin Schulfer has been plowing through the Evergreens lineup with great efficiency. Pitches up high to Michael Plaza, 2-0. It's only the second batter that I recall where Schulfer has fallen behind the two balls, no strikes. See if Plaza's going to get one to hit here. He was caught looking first time up. Here's the pitch. Popped it up. It's popped up on the infield. This is going to be a three-up, three-down inning. Second baseman calling and catching Michael Frolick retires Michael Plaza. So Austin Schulfer has still faced the minimum through three and a half. It's DC Everest nothing, Smash nothing. We're back with the bottom of the fourth after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and we're at Buchholz Field in Stevens Point, where the Evergreens and Panthers have played scoreless baseball as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes a test for Brady Burrell. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Smash batting order. Burrell has allowed three hits, two of them to John Barnes, and Barnes was erased both times he reached, picked off, and thrown out stealing. Jake Slowinski, the third baseman. Another tall but slender build for Jake Slowinski, right-handed batter. Slowinski looked at a fastball on the outside corner. Struck out looking his first time up. Here comes Brady Burrell's first pitch for the bottom of the fourth inning. First ball hitting, that's a line drive into right field. It's going to fall in front of Sean Lutke, the right fielder, to shallow base hit for Jake Slowinski to lead off the fourth. So of the four innings where Smash has been on the bat, twice they have put the leadoff runner aboard. For those of you who follow our broadcast, you know that one of my favorite baseball statistics. When the leadoff man reaches, he scores 51% of the time at the major league level. One of the great but not often quoted stats in baseball. to stat that's held up for season after season. Put the leadoff man on, it's 50-50 he comes around to score. Cal Giese to bat says the Evergreens live a little bit dangerously in a game that you can just tell runs are going to be at a premium. Burrell checks Jake Slowinski, the runner at first, and now works to Cal Giese. Giese offers to bunt, pulls it back, it's ball one. You would not argue with the strategy of trying to move the runner over, play small ball, and play for a 1-0 lead. In fact, that would be a fine strategy with both of these pitchers looking at top on top of their game. Cody Cocker, the Evergreens third baseman, is a step or two in at third base. And here's the 1-0 pitch from Burrell to Cal Giese, looking to bunt again, bunts it foul. One ball, one strike. That was a pitch that was down low, and Giese had to get the bat head down lower to keep it in play. Instead, he fouled it back behind home plate. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. I don't think it's the 9 days off that have cooled off the Evergreens bats. I think it's exceptional smash pitching. It's been the difference. Throw over to first base, runners back. Evergreens are still looking for their first hit. Smash has four hits. Max Smash has had a runner on in each inning. So Burrell has yet to be clean, but he's still been sharp. 1-1 pitch coming to Cal Giese with none out, runner on first. Giese swinging away here, and he pops it up. He fails to advance the runner. It's into center field. Wyatt Brown, a step or two in, makes the catch. And Jake Slowinski is back to first base. So that's not what Smash wanted. None out, runner on first base. Got to move the runner over. And instead, Giese pops out and leaves it up to his cleanup batter, Andrew Ruzek. There's one out and one on. Today's Evergreen Smash game, and it's been a good one if you like pitching. Brought to you by Easy Living Management. They are the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Ruzek hit the ball right on the screws, but lined out to second base. A jumping catch by Nathan Sleaford denied him of what would have been at least a hit. Could have gotten into the gap and maybe could have been extra bases. First pitch to Ruzek is outside for ball one. Earlier today on Fox Sports, you heard Wausau East and Wausau West renewing their baseball rivalry today. Remember, if you want to see them play later on, today's game was moved over to West with the East field still unplayable, so they'll play at East later on. Off-speed pitches up high, and Burrell falls behind 2-0 to Ruzek. Catcher Mitch Malik awaits on deck. One man out and a runner on first. Bottom of the fourth inning in a scoreless game between Smash and the Evergreens. You know that Smash is going to be one of the better teams in the Valley. Maybe the best team in the Valley. Fastball inside corner, two balls and one strike. I guess what's still to be determined is where this D.C. Everest team fits in the Valley rankings so far. Evergreens have played one conference game. They beat Wisconsin Rapids. Convincing 7-0 win. Evergreens look like they can hit the ball. Question of how far the pitching and defense will take them. 2-1 pitch, Burrell to Ruzek. That's outside. Three balls and one strike. And Burrell is in danger of putting a second base runner on in the same inning for the first time in the ballgame. If nothing else, you get the feeling that Ruzek is going to get a pitch to hit here. So with Giese failing to advance the runner, Ruzek's going to have his chance here. He's waiting in the batter's box as Burrell comes set. 3-1 pitch. Here it comes. Fastball. Ground ball gets through between shortstop and third base. A single into left field. Runner moves one station at a time. Jake Slowinski stops at second base. So with one out, Smash has something going with runners at first and second. First time in the ball game that either team has put a runner in scoring position. And here comes Mitch Malik. And again, it's just the kind of game the Evergreens are still looking for their first base runner that the Evergreens can't afford. When you give up just a run or two here, it's huge with the way this ball game has been playing. Runners on first and second, one out. Malik was a strikeout victim his first time up. Evergreens are trying to sneak the shortstop in behind Ruzek, the runner at second. Pitch is down low. Check that. That's Slowinski, the runner at second. Ruzek is on first. with that single through the left side. Pitch is outside, ball one to Mitch Malik. What's been a little different in the fourth inning, Brady Burrell's been behind the batters that he's been facing. He's been even or ahead in the count so far in the ballgame until this point. Checks that runner at second. Here's his 1-0 pitch, off-speed pitch, and it's fouled off. One ball and one strike. Today's game is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Burrell's got a battle here. One ball, one strike. With the 9 days rest, the Evergreens have their full bullpen. And they have Burrell on full rest as well. Off-speed pitch here is a line drive to center field. Going back with a beat on it is Wyatt Brown. Brown makes the catch. And the lead runner at second base, Slowinski, was playing it halfway. He's got to go back. And that's the second out. Mitch Malik lines to fairly deep center. And here comes the designated hitter, Aaron Nickel, with two outs. So it comes down to Nickel to see if he can pick up that runner at second base with two away. Nickel has one of the now fives hits. Nickel's hit back in the second was not hit particularly hard. Just went with that pitch and served it into left field in front of left fielder Mike Plaza. Two outs and two on. Here's Brady Burrell's pitch, off-speed pitch. And got Nickel to wave at it for strike one. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Brady Burrell trying to work out of trouble here. Ahead 0-1, off-speed pitch again. That one just missed outside. Burrell was hoping for that generous outside corner. That was a little too off to get the call. Strike zone has been very consistent here. One ball, one strike to Aaron Nickel. You get the feeling that Burrell might be a little reluctant to throw him the fastball. Does there and just misses outside. Burrell wanted that one and did not get it. Two balls and a strike. And again, Burrell is behind in the count. This may be the best pitch in the sequence for Nickel to hit. Does Burrell give in and throw the fastball here? Does he try to get him to chase? 2-1 offering. Tried something off-speed, fouled it back. That looked like a pitch that Nickel would like to have another swing at. The count is now two balls and two strikes. Burrell is one pitch away from getting out of, well, a little bit of a jam here. There are runners on first and second. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. And Brady Burrell's taken a long time looking in. And now his catcher, Mason Hagenbusher, wants to go out to the mound. So catcher and pitcher are not quite on the same page about what to throw here to the DH, Aaron Nickel. Now Mason Hagenbusher gets back behind home plate. I guess what you might not be on the same page is here, you could waste a pitch, try and get him to chase, and then battle back at 3-2. See if that is the strategy. This is the 2-2 offering. Fastball, ground ball to second, tough hop. Fielded cleanly by Sleaford, who takes it to the bag himself, and the Evergreens are out of a little bit of trouble. Spash put two men on, but failed to score at the end of four innings. It's DC Everest nothing, Spash nothing. The top of the fifth is on when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.